Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zata Jewelers, KFNC, and 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Sweat the technique.
You're listening to the Killer Bees with Joe Blank and Jeremy Branham
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
8693 says BMAC with the ad read of the year.
Boost.
Promo code BMAC.
Cowboys kicker Brandon Aubrey has been selected to be on a 12-person jury for a felony case in Tarrant County's 297th District Court. I think this is my case. My case of what's happening to me and my imprisonment earlier today. This is weird, though, that an actual NFL kicker during the year, an NFL player in general during the year, is going to take part in a 12-person jury.
It just seems unheard of. And some of the reports, I was looking at some of the people commenting on this that were covering the team that said something about the Cowboys that had ways to where they could get him out of it, but he insisted on doing it just to go through and do. He thought it was just going to be jury duty for today, and then if he gets selected, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is weird. Now, I guess he could. I mean, I don't think they're doing jury matters on a Sunday, so still probably plays, right?
Yeah, and he's damn good, but at the same time, you're like, well, I mean, and hopefully the jury's not sequestered at some point.
Yeah, this is weird. Now, you probably couldn't do this at a real position, you know what I mean? This is why kickers are not that important, because you couldn't miss a whole week of practice and then play in the game.
Right.
I mean, I guess you could, but like
kicker, punter, you can get away with it.
Yeah, kicker, punter, you're not really involved in the game plan. Hey, you go out and kick the ball.
Kick ball, get check.
Yeah, like it's very difficult if you have another position where you're like, oh, okay, this is the game plan this week. This is the scheme. Because even whenever they're hurt, they're out there learning it. They're in the meeting rooms learning what they have to do. Even whenever you're not able to practice.
But then he misses a couple kicks, and when they interview him after the game, and he said, you know, guys, this case is driving me nuts, and I can't talk about it with anybody, and I've really been just torn on it, and
so weird.
Mentally, my focus was somewhere else.
I hope Aubrey sees things my way, though. I hope that he lets the defendant go in this case. All right, what are your Week 7 overreactions? We've seen 7 weeks of the NFL season. Where's the time gone? I can't believe we're already 7 weeks old. But what are your NFL overreactions after 7 weeks?
Well, I think that when you look at it, there's people that had said the best four teams in the entire NFC are in the NFC North. And I think that three of them you can make a legit case for. I think the Bears, the jury's still out. But overall, I'm not going to sleep on the Niners and then the Eagles as being less than the Packers, because the Eagles beat them head-to-head, and the Bears. And so a lot of people singing the praises of the NFC North. And look, they all have winning records, and they're all, you know, it's as a whole, it's a very big story. But I think that that's a little bit too far.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree with that. The one for me is how the NFC South went from being the most underrated division in the NFL to being donezo. Like, the NFC South now is atrocious. New Orleans started the season pretty well. They hammered Dallas, and now they've had all of the injuries. They have, you know, Spencer Rattler playing quarterback because Carr is hurt. They're missing their top two receivers. It came out just a little bit ago that Alvin Kamara is playing with a broken right hand. So the Saints are toast. Tampa Bay has lost their top two receivers for the foreseeable future. Chris Godwin's done for the year. Evans isn't coming back until after their bye. They're at 4-3, so their, you know, offensive firepower has taken a huge hit. And then Atlanta's just kind of, you know, being Atlanta, 4-3. So I think the NFC South went from being the most underrated division in the league through like 5 weeks to being donezo in a matter of 2 weeks.
Yeah, no doubt. Because when you think about it, the Saints looked like all of a sudden you had to really pay attention to, you know, not just the Bucs and the Falcons, but that they were going to be in the mix too. And then they fell off the planet. And then now in Tampa Bay situation, the fact that, you know, Baker still throws it to the other team no matter how gaudy his numbers are, and now he's going to be more likely to because his two go-to guys are going to be out, that basically screws them. It's basically Atlanta's to just kind of walk away with, and everybody else is basically done for the year.
Yeah, that one's a crazy division there. Here are some of the other hot takes, overreactions that others have had. These are from NFL.com. The Lions have the league's best offense.
Hard to argue with it right now. I mean, I don't care what you see. The only other team I think that's in contention is Baltimore.
That's mine now.
Yeah, I mean, between those two teams, everybody else is a distant third.
I would agree. Detroit, they have so many weapons. Now, the Jameson Williams news, it's kind of like, okay, he takes the top off the defense, excellent speed. So I do think you take a little bit of a hit there. But those are the top two offenses that I've seen. I think that Baltimore and Detroit have the best two. You know, Lamar gives you the element of run a lot more than, you know, than Jared Goff does. But Goff can just spread it around so well. I really like Detroit offensively. Washington's really good, but, you know, rookie quarterback who's also hurt. And then Buffalo's offense has been really good, but Buffalo has Josh Allen.
Cincinnati's passing game is fantastic, but their defense sucks. And yeah, as a team, they're less than.
Well, only offense, but I don't love their running game either.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I said. Their passing game has really, really been great. But at the same time, overall, there's just so many holes that you look at it and go, yeah, I can't put them above those two teams or in the same category.
Overreaction or not, the Chiefs are the best when adversity hits.
Well, they're experienced. I think that they're the best at handling it. Whether they're the best or not, it's hard to argue. I'd say yes, because of the fact that Lamar, for everything he is in the regular season, has proven that, you know, when the stakes are the highest, he doesn't play his best. Everybody else, with the exception of a team like Cincinnati, because Burrow's been there, done that, but he won't be doing it this year, it doesn't look like. It's hard to – I would say yes.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, you look at the San Francisco game even the most recently, it's like, hey, you figure out a way to win that game. The offense has been incredibly mediocre. You've found a way to be undefeated. People were doubting you last year because you, like, for their standards, had a pedestrian regular season. Their offense wasn't good. They were only 11-6. Run through the playoffs and win the Super Bowl. How about the fact when they traded Tyreek Hill? Oh, they traded Tyreek Hill? People were saying they were going to miss the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I remember people saying they were going to miss the playoffs. And what did they do? They win back-to-back Super Bowls. So I would agree with that.
They lose all the receivers, and they're using their second and third tight ends as main factors in their offense.
They've got like three, four tight ends on the field, too. Yeah. They completely adjusted their scheme. And I mean, I would even go beyond find a way to beat San Francisco. I mean, Pat Mahomes threw for like 150 yards, two interceptions, didn't have a touchdown pass, and yet they still basically dominated the game and never felt like the 49ers were in it.
But the poise and the ability on that run, too, to say that, hey, you know what he did?
It was pretty similar to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic. He just found a way to get extra yards, put him in you know, a better position, and lead his team to victory.
Russell Wilson's the best option in Pittsburgh.
I'm going to say that's absolutely truth.
Whoa, that's a big 180.
Yeah, I just, the fact that you saw elements of their passing game you didn't see previously with Justin Fields. As much as Justin Fields is the better running quarterback, the better athlete of the two quarterbacks, Russ brought an element of the pass game that has not been there. And the deep ball, the fact that he can still kind of throw with touch on the sidelines, I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I would. I'm going to say yes, too. I think, I don't know how much better they are, though, with Russell Wilson or Fields. I think it's a relative wash. I wish they would do something unprecedented. I wish they would platoon their quarterbacks.
I thought about, would they do that?
No, I don't think they would. I don't think anybody ever would.
Does that make it too obvious, though? Because if you bring in Fields, doesn't the team know that you're probably running?
No, you always have counters of everything. His arms aren't broken.
He could still make a play, and if you're really overselling the run, then maybe it opens up a bigger target for the pass.
No, I'm not saying like every single play. I'm talking more about series, and it's more about game situation than anything else. And I'm probably playing Russell Wilson most of the game. But if you get up two possessions in the second half, why not bring in your running offense? And Justin Fields is your run. And yes, you'd be predictable there, but you're also going to have plays off of that. Okay, you're going to play eight in the box. I have one-on-one coverage with George Pickens. Okay, I'm not afraid to do a little bit of play action with Justin Fields. Mm-hmm. I wish they would do it. It'd be a lot of fun.
That would be a lot of fun. I'd love to see it. And I'd love to see it. Teams use more of the, because there was kind of the zone read became kind of in vogue and trend for a little while in the NFL after Kaepernick and Jim Harbaugh brought it into the NFL, but then it faded away after a couple of years. I'd like to see teams, as the NFL seems to have gotten back to a little bit more of a run heavy, or at least trending a little bit back more towards the run. I'd like to see the NFL teams
work
that in
more. If there's one coach that can get away with it right now,
Tomlin
will do it. He said he went Lone Ranger when he made this move to bring in Wilson to be a starter. If he decides he's going to platoon him, there's nobody that's going to fight back that hard.
It'd be fun. I would really enjoy it. It'd make the Steelers so much more entertaining for me. Sorry, Tamara. I see your tweet, Tamara, but I can't like it because I'm a prisoner. 713-780-3776. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. D in Beaumont, who changed my life. D, you're in the hive with the bees. What's up?
Hey, what's up? I didn't really want to talk about NFL. I just hear y'all agreeing on topics. Just sounds so healthy. I love it.
Thank you, D. Well, you changed my life, D. You really did. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate him recognizing that. I appreciate D recognizing that I recognized it. See, people say that I'm stubborn. People say that I'm not willing to listen. People say that I don't take advice. I took advice from that coward, and it changed my life for the better.
Respectfully. I think he should just start it by...
I don't know. Had he ever gone to jail before D gave you that advice?
I have not.
I mean, that's a point against the advice, then.
I would think that they're two different things.
Right. I don't know. Pre-advice, you've never gone to jail. Post-advice, you're now a criminal.
I also feel like it's refreshing, too, because I really feel like I haven't been any less mean. I've just used some calculated words here and there.
You've just been passive-aggressive.
So I feel that's pretty accurate.
I can still be as mean as I ever was. I just have to use these calculated words at very specific junctures of the sentence, and I can be as mean as I ever was. It was great life advice. By D.
Might, sounds like you haven't learned anything.
Yeah, it might save a lot of friendships that I have too. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRNP listener line. The Mattress Firm Battleground 2K24 is coming up. Basketball season, college basketball season right around the corner. It's coming up Saturday, November 9th at the Toyota Center. We're going to talk about these big games coming up next. Rice, Florida State, Houston, Auburn. We'll discuss when we return. It is the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Now back to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Back on the Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN at 92.5, being joined by Rossi Karen with United Sports and Entertainment. United Sports and Entertainment, you can follow him on Twitter at USportsENT. Will bring high-level college basketball to Houston with the Mattress Firm Battleground 2K24. The early season neutral side event will take place on Saturday, November 9th, 2024 at Toyota Center. The Mattress Firm Battleground 2K24 event will present intriguing matchups, headlined by my Houston Cougars out of the Big 12, taking on the Auburn Tigers from the SEC, a rematch, of course, of the NCAA tournament a couple of years ago. In the opening contest, the Rice Owls of the American going head-to-head with the Florida State Seminoles. The charitable component for Mattress Firm Battleground 2K24 hoops event will be rooted in service, inspiring the participating student athletes to use their talent, notoriety, and influence to affect the lives of kids in the local community. You do not want to miss that. I want to talk about that last element first, impacting and affecting the lives of kids in the local community, giving back before the basketball. How important is that for this group?
It's super important. Before we get started, thank you guys for having me. And I got to work on my radio voice. That intro got me excited.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, I have a face for radio, though. The voice for radio, but a face for radio. And also, I was locked up earlier today, so I just want to throw that out there. I'm in Twitter.
Radio is better for you.
I'm in Twitter jail. Yeah, don't tell anybody, though.
The community component element for Mattress Firm Battleground 2K. So with all of our United Sports and Entertainment events, there's a community element. So any team that participates in our events has to do community service. So on Friday, November 8th, all four teams will be in the city, and we will be out working with community organizations that work with youth, typically ages 12 and under.
That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah. So we're excited about that.
And from a basketball standpoint, it has to be you want that extra added kind of oomph and an event like this to get a team like Houston with Kelvin Sampson, with his reputation, with where this team consistently ranks, is also just a huge, it's a boost for the city, but it's a boost for you guys too, because of the fact that you will get that extra kind of excitement with the Cougs.
100%. We call it combining competition with community. So we have high-level teams, and we're excited about the games that will be on November 9th at Toyota Center. But also, again, there's a community element. We're going to help the guys to understand that their responsibility with the talent and the opportunities that they have is to impact the lives of other people.
And knowing the coaches of these four teams, too, I imagine that's near and dear to their hearts. I imagine that you're not really talking to Coach Lanier and Coach Hamilton and Coach Sampson and Coach Pearl, and you throw out the community part of it, and they're like, oh, no. Because I know that they're 10 toes down whenever they're talking about helping that as well.
It's easy. I threw it out there once. They're like, whatever we need to do, our kids are going to be excited about it. And it's going to be, it impacts the kids, but you'll be surprised how much it impacts the actual student athletes. to say,
sure.
Some of these events are life-changing experiences for those guys, I believe.
And I think that's great, because I think right now when we're talking about college athletes, we're talking about NIL, we're talking about them getting paid,
100%.
That a lot of times the focus gets twisted to where it should be directed at the fact that it's not just all about you all the time and or your team. It's about what you can do with the power that you've been given thanks to all of this. And I think that's what an event like this does.
Yeah, and we talk to kids all the time. Like, they travel charter flights. They stay in 4 or 5-star hotels. They eat the best food. They play in big-time arenas. I always say, when you go to a city and you have that kind of opportunity, you got to leave. You got to touch one or two people before you leave. So they're going to do that on Friday, and then they'll play in front of, hopefully a packed house on Saturday.
Yeah, I was there last year. Great game. A couple years ago, whenever you were at the Dickies. Houston was playing that in a couple years ago at the Battleground. I forget what year it was. Maybe
that was 22. Yep,
yeah, 2K22.
Yep,
it was. Played St. Mary's.
And then Texas A&M played Boise State, so it was a doubleheader that year as well.
Yeah, great crowd there, too. Yep, you always get the good crowds. Rossi Caron with United Sports and Entertainment. They're bringing the Mattress Firm Battleground 2K4 on November 9th to the Toyota Center, Rice, Florida State at 6 o'clock, and then Houston and Auburn at 8:30. I won't say that's the main event, but, being a Houston Cougar, that's the main event. But how do you get these pairings? How do you get the matchups whenever you're seeking these teams? What's the pitch, and then how are you combining these opponents against one another?
Obviously, you want to have high-level games, but I typically, and our team likes to start in the city or in the region, because having, Auburn versus Houston is big, but having Rice in Houston be a part of it to get the fan base of the local community behind it, I think is huge. So we do some component of it is putting together the highest-level game we can put together, but also, can we get local teams and the community organizations involved as well?
It seems like that's the challenge, but also the blessing when done right, because of the fact that these tournaments are becoming more and more popular. As you get to start a season, you get these big teams that want to get out there. They want to be, get their identity out there in the media, but also the fact that when you're in a region like the Southwest, when you can pull from Texas A&M and LSU and possibly the Horns, and you mentioned Rice and the Cougs, you've got so many to pull from, and it's such a small geographic area that makes it even more exciting.
100%. So we've had A&M, we've had Texas, we've had Houston, Baylor, we've had Texas Tech, and obviously now we have Rice. So you're right. There's so much talent in this state and in this region. We have LSU later in December. So there are a lot of high-level teams in this region of the country, so we're fortunate to be able to pull from that.
A lot of wins, too. A lot of great coaches of that group. Rossi Caron, United Sports and Entertainment. What's your background? How did you get involved with this? When did you fall in love with the game?
So my background, I played college basketball at Niagara University, and the interesting story is that Coach Rob Lanier was the coach at Siena.
Oh.
Head coach at Siena when I played at Niagara. So our relationship goes back... So that's when we met. It goes back 20-something years. I don't want to date myself, but it goes back.
Well, you're younger than Blankers. So
but you mentioned the university that is the home of one of the greatest Houston Rockets of all time.
Of all time. He has every record at the
school. Calvin Murphy was phenomenal at Niagara, and you mentioned it. Some of the numbers that he put up.
Insane.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, like if they have 30 records, he has like 25 of them, and they didn't have a three-point line
there. Yeah.
All you do is ask him about one. He'll tell you about all of them.
100%. And add something.
That's right. You want to talk about a marketer. Murph can market.
Yeah. No, so Coach Lanier and I go way back. But my background, when I finished playing, I was in grassroots basketball for 15 years. I ran a grassroots program called Basketball University. So we had over 100 kids to come through our program that went on to play Division I.
Wow.
So,
that's awesome.
During that time, I was able to build relationships with college coaches and earn their trust, and here we are.
Fantastic. And how do people get, look, we've been talking about it, but tell people how they get to the games, and how can you get people involved? Like, whether it's the charity aspect or going to the games, where should they be looking, and how do they get more information to get to the game?
Mattress Firm Battleground 2K24, November 9th at Toyota Center. Tickets to that game, and tickets are going fast. We have most of the lower bowls already sold. You can go to toyotacenter.com. And for information on the community component, go to our website, which is usportsent.com. So tickets at toyotacenter.com and additional information at usportsent.com. And on social, it's the same. It's @battleground_2K on Instagram.
It's a great event, man.
Yeah, I'm excited. USportsENT.com.
USportsENT.com.
Find out all about that. And then ToyotaCenter.com. I just pulled it up right there on the front page. You see LJ Cryer, the Houston Cougars, Broom of Auburn right there on the front page. And then you see Rice, Florida State. So just go to ToyotaCenter.com. Get those tickets now as you can watch Houston, Auburn, 8:30, November 9th, Saturday, coming up at the Toyota Center. And then the first game that night will be Rice against Florida State. The Mattress Firm Battleground. 2K24 November 9th. College basketball is here. My favorite time of year. It is here.
Yeah, it's fast. And you mentioned LJ Cryer. So LJ Cryer is actually one of the kids that came through our program.
Really?
LJ Cryer, Quentin Grimes, Tyler Smith, who just got drafted by the Bucks this past year. So we've had a couple of really good players come through our program.
Ross,
so
you're selling yourself short. You said D1 prospects. Yes, but also NBA guys.
Yeah, I didn't get to that part yet.
NBA guys.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Look, we talk about it all the time when we start talking about these five-star camps and talking about all these different ways. Sometimes it's just as simple. Look at what Snoop Dogg did with his football program. CJ came through it. Joe Mixon came through it.
That's crazy.
All the guys that did that, too. It's phenomenal.
Yep. So I'm excited. I'm excited to watch LJ. And he should be in the running for Big 12 player of the year, I'm assuming. So hopefully he'll get started on the right foot against Auburn. That's a top five game in the country to me for non-conference.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's going to be a fun one. We appreciate you stopping in, Ross. It was great meeting you. Great talking to you. Anything you need from us, just holler.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate your time.
Ross and Karen with United Sports and Entertainment bringing Mattress Firm Battleground 2K4 to the Toyota Center November 9th. Rice, Florida State at 6. Houston, Auburn at 8:30. You can get your tickets now at ToyotaCenter.com. When we return, who are the greatest father-son duos in sports history? 713-780-3776. It's the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Guys, before we go to the break, a word from a good friend, Doc Linville. Doc Linville, best in the business right here in the Medical Center at getting your hair back. If you have hair loss, if you've experienced either pattern baldness or just complete balding, or you're just thinning out and you don't think there's anything you can do about it, you don't want to screw around with all the gimmicky things like the sprays and the creams and the foams, Doc Linville is here to help. He's right here, as I mentioned, locally, and all you got to do is go to 975hair.com and you can get all the information for free. People off the street going to Doc Linville pay $150 just to talk about the process. You get to talk about it for free. You listen to us, you want to talk to him, go to 975hair.com right now and set up an appointment. You can go in there, ask questions, get answers. They'll explain to you how they do PRP treatments, which you've heard in athletics is for normally knees and shoulders and joints. It also can get your hair back. In lawn terms, it's like fertilizing your lawn. There's still grass there, but you want it to be thick and lush like it used to be. And if it's too far gone for that, if you want the actual neograft procedure, it's essentially resodding your lawn, taking areas of your hair where you're never going to lose it, sides in the back, putting it where you need it most. Maybe it's the hairline in front that's gone from a 4-head to an 8-head, or maybe you got that baboon's butt on the top of your dome because it's shiny and it's gone and it's never coming back. It can and it will with Doc Linville. Check him out today. Go to 975hair.com, schedule an appointment, and see if he can help you too. He's the best in the business. Tell him I sent you by.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You know what's coming up on Saturday? Homecoming is coming up on Saturday for Houston against Utah. We want you to be there because we love you. We love you, the Hive. So we want you to be at TD ECU Stadium Saturday at 6 as Houston takes on the Utes of Utah. Night of thrilling plays, hard-hitting action, unforgettable moments. Nothing beats the tradition, pageantry, and the roar of the crowd at a college football game, especially on homecoming night. Tickets start at just $15. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS. Come early, be loud, and wear red as we pack the stadium for homecoming. Let's show our Cougar pride, support the team. Giving away a pair of tickets right now to caller number 5, 713-780-3776. Caller number 5 headed to watch Houston and Utah Saturday, October 26th, 6 o'clock at TD ECU Stadium. 713-780-ESPN. Who are the greatest father-son duos in sports history? This obviously because of LeBron and Bronny yesterday, which kind of a make-a-wish yesterday.
Just hard to watch and stage drama and just everybody overreacting to it by saying, oh my God, goosebumps and all this stuff. And it just wasn't even close to, like, even the Griffies who were there. And when, you know, they did what they did, I think they each homered in a game at some point during their career as well. But that was impactful. This is one where I think most people know that Bronny right now is a fraud.
Oh, I feel like a fraud is unfair. I think everybody kind of knew he wasn't an NBA player.
Not everybody. Magic's already out there talking about what he can become and how good he is. And you know, if you're tight with Bronny, you're tight with Bron, there's a lot of people still singing his praises instead of being real about the whole thing and saying he's not going to be what anybody thought he could be.
I feel bad calling him a fraud. That feels mean.
Well, I think it's true.
It feels mean calling him a fraud.
You think he was a McDonald's All-American?
No.
I don't
know. I mean, I told you he wasn't an NBA player.
But I said the same thing. I didn't. I complete agreement with you because that's my point. Like, he went from a fringy 3.5-star recruit to suddenly a McDonald's All-American, where Kenny Smith is saying, if you're a McDonald's All-American, you have to be drafted in the second round at the lowest, and how great they are. And I'm like, his dad basically lobbied for him and got ticked when guys were not having him as a 5-star until he made the All-American team.
A lot of nepotism there.
Oh, without LeBron's name, there's no way this kid is in the NBA right
now. No, I 100% agree. When he played 3 minutes yesterday. They were all in the first half, right? I watched the stint that he had in the first half, and then I went to sleep.
You didn't miss anything.
And then Redick said that he he was doing this so he could kind of get the distraction away. So he's not going to play anymore, right?
I think this was just the stunt to be able to say they did it and that it's monumental and get the media attention. And now I think he's relegated to the end of the bench.
All right, so who are the greatest father-son duos? We don't think LeBron and Bronny will be rivaling any of these, but what are the greatest father-son duos in the history of sports? 713-780-ESPN. Who jumps out to you?
Well, the first two that jump out to me are baseball, but I just mentioned them. I think the Griffies. And I think
I was trying to jump in and tell you who I had higher.
Okay, I had the Griffies because they were there last night, but Barry Bonds and his son, and his dad, Bobby. And Bobby, a lot of people don't know about him, but Bobby was a really, really good player. I think in baseball, you start the list with...
I would go Bonds over Griffies.
Yes.
Because I think both Bonds were better than both Griffies.
Ooh. I mean, look, if you want to compare Bonds and Griffey Jr., I think that's a pretty good battle to discuss. And
I
think Bonds is numbers, but I think that when you bring in the element of having help, that kind of can balance out.
That could neutralize it for sure.
I think it really comes down to which dad do you think was better, Bobby?
I think it was Bobby.
Or
well, I don't think it comes down to which dad was better because I think Barry was far better than Griffey. The sons. Now the element of PEDs could neutralize it. Although Barry Bonds never broke a rule. I broke more rules today than Barry Bonds ever broke. Major League Baseball rules. I also think Bobby Bonds had a better career than Ken Griffey Sr.
I think that's where the decision could have a real discussion because Bobby Bonds had a heck of a career. Ken Griffey Jr., Senior, was on the Reds teams that were very good. He had a long career, but was he, the kind of player that Bobby Bonds was? Probably not.
I think they were close, though. And if you want to go pre-steroids Bonds to Ken Griffey Jr., I think it is close. And I think the dads were close. The PEDs is the great separator here. There's no doubt about that. There's only been two. There's a couple of baseball ones that you might, not you specifically, but the Hive might sleep on. How about Sandy Alomar Sr. and Roberto Alomar?
That's a good
one. No, not yep. Sandy Alomar Jr. Sandy Alomar Sr. and Roberto Alomar, the better of the two Sandy sons.
Yep.
A couple of Houston ties. Felipe and Moises Alou, is slept on, underrated. Vlad and Vlad Jr. is not bad. The other Houston tie, Jose Cruz Jr. Now, they don't belong anywhere near the top, but it's a pretty cool story for the city of Houston.
The Alous, Moises and his dad managed and also had a hell of a career back in the day. They're on the list. And the up-and-coming one is Bobby Witt Jr. and Sr.
That's a good call. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, because Bobby Witt was pretty good with the Rangers, but his son is obviously pretty damn good.
Yeah. There's only two father-son duos who are in the Hall of Fame in their respective sports. There's only two. Only two in sports.
And they both are?
Yeah. And I chuckle a little. There's only two. There's two duos that they're both father and son in their sports Hall of Fame. And I chuckle a little bit at the second one because some would say, it's not a sport, Branham. But can you guess those two sports?
The sports?
Well, both, I guess. Because if you're guessing the father-son duo, you're guessing sport. Okay. On the ice? Brett and Bobby Hole.
Okay.
Both Hall of Famers in their respective sports.
Okay.
So you could make the case, I know we don't love hockey in Houston, that's the greatest father-son duo in the because there hasn't
but
been another
the Hall of Fame,
there's never been another ball sport where the dad and the son have made the Hall of Fame. The other one's on the track. Dell and Dell Jr. Dell Earnhardt Dell
Jr.
Oh,
race. I'm thinking running. I'm like, wait, track.
That's why I chuckle. I'm not really including NASCAR in this conversation. I'm surprised there hasn't been a great father-son duo in golf, where they're winning majors, you know? You would think you would see that in golf.
Might be headed that way, though.
I think you're overrating Charlie.
I think Charlie's pretty good.
We'll see. We'll see. Who else did you have on your list?
From an NBA standpoint, you got Jelly Bean Joe Bryant and Kobe Bryant and those guys. Jelly Bean Joe was probably, again, not a lot of people saw him play, but he was better than average. Calvin Murphy used to tell me stories that he was on the Rockets for a while. And Kobe's obviously speaks for himself. You've got the Curry family because Del Curry was one of the better three-point shooters in league history.
Who do you have ahead? Del and Steph or Jelly Bean and Kobe?
I think Del and Steph overall, because Kobe's the best player of all of them, but I think that Del had a better career than Jelly Bean Joe.
That's where I was at. Yeah. Like I'm on the Curry.
And the caveat is there's three of them because Seth Curry's been in the league for a long time. He's not great.
Uh-huh.
But you've got three of them.
Yeah, but I mean, that's moving the narrative here a little bit because you're going father-son duo.
But there's a lot in the NBA. Again, I don't think you ever get both of them. Close one internationally-wise is the two Sabonises because you got Arivas Sabonis, who played really well for Portland.
Sorry, and
he was on the downside of his career. But from an international perspective in the Olympics, he was dominant forever. And then you got his son in Sacramento, who's an all-star.
Yeah, I didn't think about that one. That's a really underrated outside the box.
That's a really good one, yeah.
That is a really good one. Football, you got to put the Manning.
Manning family is top of the list.
Well, specifically his father-son. I'm going to Arch and Peyton. Like, people are texting and saying the Mannings. Well, which son? Obviously,
Peyton. It's obviously Peyton first, but Eli's...
Are they the top of the list?
Borderline Peyton? Is...
Don't say Arch.
No. I'm just saying as... because Arch was obviously an amazing college player, won back-to-back Heismans. But as an NFL player, he was... in obviously, a lot of it was in circumstance he was in with the Saints and the Oilers.
He got the crap kicked out of him, but he was...
I want to say he made all pro teams.
Yeah, he was a good pro.
Yeah.
Maybe he was a better pro than I'm remembering.
He wasn't a Hall of Famer. He was nowhere near the conversation as Peyton or even Eli. I'm with you on that. Like, he was more of a journeyman... Middle of the pack NFL guy.
I was actually going to go with the father-son duos with the Matthews and the Longs.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, I had those on my list. Lesser than that are Cam Jordan and Steve Jordan, who was tight end for the Vikings. Cam Jordan with the Saints.
Oh, I didn't even know who Steve Jordan was.
Yeah, he was tight end for the Vikings. Was pretty decent. Craig Ironhead Hayward before Cam Hayward, the D lineman for the Steelers. I had the Clay Matthews because it's two separate. They're brothers, but the Clay Matthews, Clay and Clay Senior and Junior, Bruce Matthews and his son, and then the one that a lot of people forget about is Ed McCaffrey,
Clay Matthews Junior and Clay Matthews the third. Clay and Bruce's dad is the senior.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned that today in researching this.
Yeah, and then the McCaffreys because you got Christian, and then Ed got Super Bowls with Denver. Yeah,
two rings.
Yeah, you took up about all of mine, too. The only ones that I have that you didn't mention, Brian mentioned Clay Matthews Jr., Clay Matthews III, Bryce Matthews and Jake Matthews I put on my list as well. You could, I mean, for the sake of conversation, like, they're nowhere near the other guys, but it's like, let's keep our eye on them. Marvin Harrison Jr.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Even Deion and Shadur. Like, maybe. Shadur's going to be a first-round quarterback. Let's watch how that plays out.
I mean, he's young in his career right now, but you'd have to probably put Patrick Surtain and Patrick Surtain Jr. on the list.
Another good one.
Yeah, Patrick Surtain Jr. is off to an amazing start to his career.
The Winfields, too, right? D'Antonio Winfield and his son?
Yeah, Antoine Winfield.
Antoine and D'Antonio Winfield.
Oh, yeah. Antoine Winfield's from, I want to say he's from Houston area.
Yeah, he went to Minnesota.
Is he from the Woodlands?
That sounds right.
I think he's from
the Woodlands. When we were out at D1 training, I think they said he was.
I think he's a Highlander from the Woodlands. From the Woodlands. 713-780-3776. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. AD from Deer Park, you're in the high. Which duos do you like?
Yo, what up, y'all? How y'all doing? Thanks for the call. Yeah, it's being a big fan of the Sweet Science. Yeah, y'all didn't mention it, and I recall Julio Cesar Chavez and his, good-for-nothing son, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr.
Yeah, I love Julio Cesar Chavez.
He kind of remind me of sort of like LeBron and his son.
Oh,
you know, LeBron is the great. Julio Cesar Chavez is the gran campeón, of course.
Yeah,
but his son is nowhere near. You know, he's basically like spoon-fed. You know, the boxing. I mean, he went straight to pro. Didn't even do any amateurs. Just like LeBron's son here, it's like probably shouldn't even been a played for that McDonald's thing, you know. They're kind of similar is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a good comparison, AD. That's a good one. I didn't think about Julio Cesar Chavez and his son because like Brian said, his son was a bum. Now, his son was probably better than a bum.
Well, he got managed to be able to have easy fights to get kind of a fake title because boxing has 1,000 titles. But as soon as he went up against someone like Sergio Martinez, and I mean, Chavez did get a knockdown in that fight.
He also won a title, though. Like he was a, I mean, he was a champion.
But I mean, there's four titles in every weight division.
Like, but if you win a title in the division, it's hard for me to call you a bum. Like, was anywhere near his son? No, but it was Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Better boxer than Bronny's going to be an NBA player.
Okay, yes,
I think
yes,
clearly,
yes, that clearly. Is definitely true. But like anytime he went up against it, someone that was really even above average in his weight division, he got his ass kicked.
The bosses upstairs say the Boones, grandfather, father, son, Ray, Bob, and Aaron Boone. Who was the other
upstairs?
Yeah, the wear suits upstairs. There was the other Boone too, wasn't there? Aaron Boone had a
Brett
brother.
Boone,
Brett Boone played
and Bob
second.
Boone was the catcher for the Phillies and the Royals.
Brett Boone like artificially hit 45 home runs one
for
year.
Mariners
with Seattle.
One year. Yeah,
yeah,
the
he
Mariners.
Was, he's a second baseman.
Don't
he?
You remember when they played him in the playoffs and he was the honorary whatever they do before? Play ball and all that stuff. They're like, Brett Boone, legend. I'm like, was he, though?
I don't. That one year he was a legend. I don't remember.
We had him on the air. We had to interview him.
I don't remember having him on the air.
Yeah, we had Brett Boone on the day of the game.
Maybe that was before me.
No, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I ask him about his inflated 45?
No, you did not.
7830, let's talk real sports. Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio are pretty dang
good. I was
going
to say that before we got out. I was saving it.
Cal Ripken Sr. and Jr. Cal Ripken Sr. wasn't all that good, though,
no,
right?
I don't think he was great.
Muhammad Ali and Tatiana Ali. Tatiana Ali probably won a championship,
Soul
too.
Soul Man Rocky Johnson and The Rock.
Was that Ali's daughter's name that boxed?
I think it was Tatiana
was
Ali.
Was it Tatiana?
And I think she later
hosted. I thought
it
was Layla Ali.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
It was Layla Ali. I don't know who Tatiana Ali is.
I don't either. She sounds like a figure skater.
Lali Ali. Lala. What was her name? Layla? Layla Ali.
Layla Ali.
She would later host the reboot of the American Gladiators with Hulk Hogan.
That's right.
What a terrible reboot. Yeah. One of the worst reboots that ever existed. I miss the American Gladiators. Honey Glaze Branham says Granato and Dell, greatest father's son, sports radio lineage, and Houston sports talk.
Wow.
Lee Sterling and Brad Kellner.
Another good call.
A pretty good one. Did we miss any on your list, Blinkers?
All basketball.
What else you got?
Walton's, Barry's, the Barry Brothers.
Walton's what?
Bill Walton and Luke Walton, the Barry Brothers with Rick Barry, Tim Hardaway, Jr. and Sr., Clay Thompson and Michael Thompson, Gary Payton and his son, and then Mitchell and Andrew Wiggins.
Those are good. Yeah, Andrew was a good one. Oliver and Andrew Luck as a texter. Oliver wasn't a great pro. Mark Ingram and his dad. This guy says Andre Johnson and Cortland Finnegan. His son, Cortland Finnegan.
That's a good one.
How about the Luck family? Joey Porters.
Yeah.
Frank Gore and Frank Gore Jr. Gore Jr. is not great, though.
No,
he's
like, he hasn't done
guy.
Much in the NFL.
Yeah, he just got called up
in
the practice squad,
this year, but yeah. he's not high up the depth chart.
Joe Horn and his son that was a very high draft pick with Carolina.
Yeah, Cecil and Prince, I wouldn't put them that high.
No,
LeVar and LaMelo, get out of here. Delonte West and his stepson LeBron James. LeBron was still so scorned by that though. LeBron was so scorned about what Delonte West did to him that LeBron James had to go find a teammate that he could sleep with his teammate's mom. Ronnie's mom. All right, 713-780-ESPN. What is your car wreck of the day?
1.2.
Your car wreck of the day, 7-1. That's enough, Brian. Your car wreck of the day, 713-780-3776. What is your car wreck of the day? One thing that's never a car wreck of the day is HRP, Human Resources and Payroll. In fact, they're going to save you a lot of headache. They're going to save you a lot of stress. Business owners, let HRP take on that stress for you. Take on those headaches for you. Stop doing the things in your job that you don't want to do. Stop doing the things in your job that you quite frankly are tired of. Let HRP do those things and you spend your time and your resources back in the areas of your business that you love. Was probably the reason that you started the business anyways. Mike Holla, U of H class of 1990, go Cougs, Chris Fisher, all the fine people at HRP. They've been protecting the interest of businesses for nearly 25 years. It's going to be three decades before you know it. HRP provides comprehensive human capital management services, including HR compliance, benefits administration, payroll. HRP is going to work with you to customize a plan for what you need. We mentioned that headache, that stress that you have with, you know, growing and leading your company. We'll get rid of a lot of that with HRP working with you to figure out what that stuff that you want to get rid of, where that stress is coming from. There's nothing cookie cutter about HRP. You're not reading off a menu. You're going to use their help to eliminate your stress and your headaches. Their customer service second to none. You'll never talk to a stranger on the other side of the line. You'll be calling someone familiar with you, familiar with your company. I can speak to that customer service. We use HRP here at Gal. So easy to use, so user-friendly. Very thankful we have HRP here at Gal. Let HRP take on the demands of human resources. Eliminate your HR burdens so you can get back to growing your business. Give them a call at 281-880-6525. Let HRP customize a plan for you. 281-880-6525 or check them out on the web at hrp.net. That's hrp.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
Let me see. I'll give you a f***ing bone, you prick. Where's my f***ing money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
All right, what are your car wrecks of the day? 713-780-ESPN, HRP listener line. What's your car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. 7589, car wreck. Please look at King Griffey Sr.'s numbers before you say he wasn't good. Borderline Hall of Famer. No, N-O, your history. No one said that he wasn't bad. No one said that he wasn't good. Said he wasn't as good as Bobby Bonds. But he wasn't as good as Bobby Bonds. Bobby Bonds was a better big leaguer than King Griffey Sr. But yes, he was good. King Griffey Sr. was good. No one said that he wasn't good. Unless Blanker said that. I don't think he did.
I don't remember him saying that.
I don't think anybody said King Griffey Sr. wasn't good. 5010 says Aaron Rodgers and the Bears. I think that's Blanker's texting in on the highway.
Astros and the Yankees.
A lot of people texted that in, yes. Way to steal their thunder, Brian.
I didn't see it.
Astros and the Yankees. A lot of people said Jose Altuve and the Yankees. A lot of people said Jose Altuve and Aaron Judge. A lot of people said Jose Altuve and Aroldis Chapman.
I guess you go further back, you could say Yankees and Pedro Martinez. He had the famous, what can I say, but other than tip my cap and call him my daddy.
My favorite Pedro Martinez moment was whenever he threw Zimmer to the ground.
Yeah.
Grabbed his
a
old
lot of people
head,
got really up in arms about that because, you know, I mean, he's an old man. He got thrown to the ground. But he charged you.
I mean, what's he going to do, though?
Yeah, but if someone charges you, look, he didn't knock him out.
He's going to run up to him and hand him his Ovaltine? You're scared of Zimmer?
No, but it's not like Pedro broke his jaw or gave him an MMA knee.
Grabbed him by the head and slung his body down. That's elderly abuse.
Soft.
If you did that in the streets, you'd be arrested for elderly abuse. You'd be a thug like me.
Stand your ground. Standing to ground.
Bol Bol and his dad. Bol Bol's not a great NBA player. Manute Bol wasn't a great NBA player. So I would say no on that. Tatiana Ali apparently is Ashley from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I didn't know the name. And I fell for the texter. You idiot texter. You messed me up. Screwed me up. 7589 said he did say he wasn't good. Blanker said that King Griffey Sr. wasn't good. I don't think he did.
I don't think he did either.
I know I didn't.
No.
And you didn't.
No, I don't think I weighed in on it.
We might have to check the tape, 7589. Send us the receipt. Send us the timestamps on the podcast that's coming up later at ESPN975.com. All right, car wreck of the day, 713-780-3776. What is your car wreck of the day, Brian?
There's lots of things to go with, but I think you got to start off with Brandon Aubrey missing. I guess he's going to miss a Cowboys game because he's going to jury duty. Did I hear you guys right?
No, I don't know if he's going to miss a game. He's missing practices.
He's missing practice.
I don't think the jury duty works on Sunday.
It depends. I've heard some wild stories about jury duty and then going to 1 a.m. at certain times. Depending
on Sunday?
I don't know. I'm just saying it's not
those
not
judges aren't working on Sundays.
It's not 100%. Well, they don't have to. They can keep the jury there and just tell them, you call us when you're done, is what I'm saying. Like, there's some wild stories about juries being kept there until like 2, 3 a.m.
Who are you talking to learn all these jury stories?
I listen to a lot of a lot of true crime stuff, but... you're probably right. Like 1% chance they'd be kept there on a Sunday. But yeah, the idea of missing practice when you could have gotten out of jury duty is amazing. I think is Aubrey the first guy ever who had the chance to get out of jury duty and said, "Nah, I'm good. I want to serve."
He must hate practice.
Maybe. I mean, in his defense, he's a kicker.
And they're weird.
And he's in that, how much does he actually really need to practice? Especially since he's the best kicker in the league.
Yeah.
As long as he gets a few reps in before the game, he'll be fine. But still, it's weird that he's going to miss practice when he had a chance to get out of it.
7589, which of the three of us said King Griffey Sr. was not good? 713-780-3776. He said he loves the show, but he doesn't have the time. But he texts us all the time. 7830
while he's texting us, yeah.
Says the car wreck of the week might be the Delonte joke.
That was another nominee.
I had heard it somewhere else, actually. It wasn't from Barstool. Somebody, you heard that joke on Barstool?
No, I stole the Barstool joke about Deshaun. Is he a better person or football player?
You know, I think it was a Barstool guy that tweeted it, but I think he did it on draft night.
Okay.
I think he did it on draft night. I just remembered it from draft night. I think it was one of the Barstool guys now.
Yeah.
He went viral on Twitter.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by that.
I want to nominate a couple of things here. First, I want to nominate Twitter for putting me in jail.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Putting me in jail. I did absolutely nothing wrong. I am not a criminal. I don't deserve to be in lockup. I don't deserve to be in prison. I don't deserve to be in the can. I don't deserve to be in the clink, the pin, the joint, the pound. I don't deserve any of
that. You have a website up with nicknames for jail? Is that what you're reading?
I have been discriminated against because of the way I look.
You want me to hit the drop? Is that what we're going for here?
You can.
And I'm Mexica.
I'd like to throw
I'm not going to get out of jail until tomorrow.
I'd like to throw a car record today nominee also for Twitter, but not for putting you in jail, for not getting the joke of spatula versus scapula.
There's so many people on that.
Even people I know, people I know personally. I went to your tweet to see if I could see the what got you thrown in jail.
Yeah.
And I saw
I had to delete it.
Tons of people reacting like, oh, spell check, got you. Like, I know.
There was a SpongeBob SquarePants guy holding a spatula.
Yeah.
There was a guy who said spell check undefeated and actually sent me a broken spatula.
Yeah.
I hope he didn't do it. Like, I love the, I'm just going to start doing this. Like, intentionally messing with people to see the reaction that I get. Because
You already kind of do that?
I quite enjoy it. No. Not intentionally, anyways.
Come on.
What do I do?
Now I'm going to have to do the research. You're telling me 0% of your Twitter game is messing with people for the reaction?
No, I'm usually pretty honest with my tweets.
I mean,
just throw this crap out there to get clicks.
Why did he say that one?
I don't even remember at this point. Oh, I think it was something about batting lineups.
No, it wasn't that.
Was it?
No. No. And I remember being right about that, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Also want to nominate Bronny James. It was a make-a-wish yesterday at the Staples Center. Were they at the Staples Center? It was a make-a-wish yesterday. Oh, here we're going to play Bronny in 3 minutes late in the first half. Do you know what his numbers were, by the way?
I saw that he had, like, one rebound or something like that.
I haven't. Yeah, I think he grabbed one rebound.
Yeah, he had one thing pop up on the stat sheet other than minutes.
He missed the putback, and he missed a wide-open three. I had a buddy, an idiot friend that ran his mouth and got liquored up, and he...
Was he Mike Vanderjagt?
He went. He played the Bronny James over 1.5 point yesterday.
Okay, your buddy's got a win car record today. He bet on Bronny.
Frankie, my buddy Frankie.
I don't know if you heard it at the end of
over
my live.
One and
but
a half.
If you have a problem with gambling, 1-800-GAMBLER or call or visit ncpgambling.com. You're betting on Bronny.
You know what's better? He told us before the game how big of a lock it was.
Oh my god!
He was like, "Oh, this is the lock of the century." Bronny's going to score over 1.5 points.
He's
and he misses
winner.
A layup and he misses
What's
an open
his
three.
Name?
His name's Frankie.
Yeah, Frankie, you're the car wreck of the day.
Congratulations, you Frankie. You're the car wreck of the day, Frankie. You bet on Bronny over 1.5 and he scored 0. You weren't even close to winning that bet. That does it for us. He's Brian. He was blank. I'm Brandon. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Mike Elko coming on at 7:30. Hall of Fame, Brad Gilmer and Booker T at 9 o'clock. It is the Bees on ESPN 97.5. Talk to you tomorrow.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.